Well, I had a dream at that point. It was the most vivid dream I've ever had in my life. And I knew immediately what it meant. And the dream, I must have told you this.
Yes, you have, but tell it anyway for the tape.
Well, the dream was that I'm standing on the bank of a river, and the river is very fast, turbulent, fast-moving river. And I have to... If I jump in, I may drown. But I feel I must jump in. And in the middle of the river was a tall, majestic sequoia, redwood tree, splendid, towering tree. And I knew that if I jumped in the river, that I had to be willing to drown, or perhaps I wouldn't. Perhaps the tree would. I'd be washed against the tree, and that would save me. And so I jumped, and that's what happened. And the moment I woke up, I knew exactly what it was, because the Saanen River is grey. Uh-huh. And though the Saanen River is a little river, the river in my dream was vast. And the grey river represents change to me. So what the dream was saying, you've got to be willing to let go, uh-huh, and die to yourself, as it were, and change. And of course the tree is obviously Krishna.
Let me stop this, my phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Did you ever describe this dream?
Well, I did.
To Krishnaji?
I did.
The next day?
No, sometime later. And so I told him about it. And as we were on a walk along the river, and he smiled and said it was a symbolic dream. I said, yes, it could be interpreted in various ways, either being saved or perhaps destroyed. Oh, no, he said.